Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. For interesting questions or just to find out more about something or to comment, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @DavidDundee on my social media channels and find the podcast at fmr.co.za. Today's show isn't really my idea. It's an idea I got listening to Rory Sutherland, but it is such a fundamentally interesting thought experiment, I had to share it with you. So I want you to imagine a scenario. I want you to imagine a world where petrol engines or diesel engines were brand new technology, and we'd all been driving the incumbent tech, which is plug-in electric cars, for years. And I want you to imagine the conversation with your best friend who's suggesting you buy a petrol car or a diesel car, substituted as you will. And let's look at the conversation, how it would go. Okay, so let me get this straight. I have to drive to this thing called a petrol station and fill my car. I can't just recharge it at home. I have to go somewhere and transact with people. That's interesting. Oh, and you say they can be quite noisy. The engine noise is quite a big thing, and that could disturb neighbors, and it's just noisy. Okay, got it. Oh, and it's also bad for the environment. That's not that great. And the running costs, they're roughly 4 times more expensive to run these petrol and diesel vehicles. Wow, that's quite a lot to take on. But, I mean, maybe I could get a secondhand one. Oh, so you can't just evaluate them because you can't see inside the engine and gearbox. They could be kaput, and you can't really tell except by looking at the service history. And that's another thing. You say they've got to be serviced every 10,000 to 20,000 kilometers, depending on the model you buy, and you don't just take it in to have the brake fluid checked once every year or two. Now, if you imagine yourself in this world where these things were flipped, and you were actually looking at the inconvenience of going from electric to petrol, rather than the way we're looking at it now, the difference between petrol and electric, and it's quite bizarre, the compromises that we're having to accept by moving from internal combustion engines to electric engines, it's a no-brainer. Yes, internal combustion engines come with one or two distinct advantages. Range, you can transport your fuel with you. These are things that electric cars don't do. But I would argue that the use case for an internal combustion engine is really special use. If you really do travel long distance regularly, yes, the compromise of an internal combustion engine makes sense. If you are a farmer, if you do off-roading, these things, these specialist cases, are cases for the internal combustion engine. But for 99% of us, 99% of the time we're driving, the electric is just the way to go. Anyway, that's my thought, and the thought experiment actually blew me away, and I just wanted to leave you with that. And that's it for Fine Motoring this week with me, David Dundee. If you have questions, you want to find out more about something, david@fmr.co.za, and you can find me on @DavidDundee on most social media channels. That's DavidDondee, and find the podcast on fmr.co.za.